Vanna D, Vermont, and August Walter Overshaw. Good morning, everybody. Welcome along into the programme. My God, it's dark out there. Please talk to me on our hotline, which is 0518 46 123. You can text us on 083 33 33 975. Our email address when we're on air is studio@wrfm.com. And of course, you can join on in the programme even on Facebook and on Twitter. And of course, you can also download our free app from the App Store or the Android market. I'm Billy McCarthy, and this is Friday's Daisha AM. We return to a story that we covered on yesterday's programme, namely less than a month after the beginning of the new college year, widespread antisocial behaviour has erupted again at the Templars Hall estate here in Waterford City. The estate is dominated by properties rented out to students and has been plagued in the past by late parties, loud music, outdoor drinking, vandalism and on occasion aggressive and threatening behaviour. Joining me on studio are Michelle Joyce, who's the chair, and Yvonne Kennedy, both of the Templars Hall residents Association. Welcome back to the programme.
Thanks,
in
Billy.
Your case, Michelle, and welcome to you for the first time, Yvonne. Now, can you talk us through what happened last night? Give us an update.
Okay. Well, last night we had Arthur's Day. So from quite an early hour yesterday evening, we had students returning to the estate. And I mean, I'm going to be honest, Billy, these aren't only college. This is school children known. Their parents are known to me coming back to the estate. Now, my five-year-old daughter was out at 7 o'clock yesterday coming home from the shop with her dad, and there was a naked thug running up and down the road. I mean, at five, I'm sorry, my child shouldn't have to see this.
At five in the afternoon?
At seven in the evening it was, but my child is five.
At seven in the evening, he was naked?
Running up and down the estate, and my five-year-old coming into the estate looking at this.
Dreadful.
Absolutely. Also, I mean... It's, to be honest, Billy, what we feel now at the moment, there was 25 residents who walked around the estate last night, going from house to house. We just feel that we're left to police the estate ourselves. You know, we have absolutely no help. The guards are being called, they're coming out, ask them to move, and they drive out of the estate. Like last night, we were asked to leave the house because we were becoming a safety issue. The same house, there was 38 thugs asked to leave. And three 8-seater taxis were called to clear the rest of them. And we are the safe.